and welcome. How are you? Rock Rana here. You ready? You ready for the Dirty Birds coming to Raymond James Stadium? Are you ready for kickoff? Are you ready to see Matty Ice go down? This Buccaneer defense better step it up. You ready for seeing the GOAT be the GOAT? You see the Buccaneers going to 2-0? I do, but I've also been around long enough to know. Do not take any team, any game for granted in the NFL. I remember Brad Johnson telling me, you can't even go about what a team did the week before. It is the NFL. On paper, hey, this is what, 12 and a half points? Might even be more by the time we get kickoff. Buccaneers are favored. This is the highest point spread of any game in week number two. It is week number two of the Bucs, this Bucs kickoff podcast, exclusively on JoeBucsFan.com. What I want to see in this game. What I have been seeing behind the scenes inside One Buck Place in the Advent Health Center. What we are going to see from the Atlanta Falcons. Who is my rock lister, my A-lister? I got Rondé Barber. We may even hear from the great Double Nickel and the Atlanta Falcons head coach Arthur Smith. And across enemy lines, what are the Falcons bringing? So sit back, relax, don't get too pumped up early. That's what Brady did. Did you hear about that? He pumped himself up a little bit. Of all the games that he's played, including the Super Bowls, he was so amped up. He was trying not to amp himself up so much because it was a packed stadium, and he was just so excited to play, even at his age. Thank you. Thank you for joining me, and I do want to mention, and I'm honored to have this podcast presented by Bill Curry Ford. I was over at the showroom yesterday. I saw Sean Sullivan. He is the Tom Brady of GMs of car dealerships in Tampa Bay. You're going to hear a lot about Bill Curry Ford from me all season long. They are Tampa Bay's first family of Ford, 1 mile north of the stadium, right on Dale Mabry. So you can't miss Bill Curry Ford. The Curry family is there like they've been for the past 61 years, and GM Sean Sullivan is Brady. He's always ready to field any question you may have. If you want to buy, you want to lease, you want to get your vehicle serviced, well, you'll want to go to the right place, and that is Bill Curry Ford. The website, BillCurryFord.com. You can shoot Sean an email, you can call him by phone, or you can just stop in the showroom, demand to speak to him personally. And here are the two great things. There's many things about Bill Curry Ford Tampa that I like, but number one, don't forget about the Joe Bucs fan discount. They love Bucs fans at Bill Curry Ford, home of, here's the other point, the nationwide lifetime guarantee, the nationwide lifetime warranty on new and used vehicles. It is BillCurryFord.com. All right, we can actually go back just a little bit because we actually had a regular season game. We're into it now. Oh, there's no turning back now. The Buccaneers with the come-from-behind win at Ray J. I was there. I saw the game from the press box. Dak Prescott looked comfortable. What happened to that Buccaneer defense? Now, Arians admits they were thrown off a little bit. They did not expect Dak Prescott and the Cowboys to throw 58 times. He thought they were going to try to pound the rock, pound Zeke Elliott. That was not the case. The Falcons, oh, I saw this game. I saw this game on the boob tube. I didn't see it be this big of a margin. The Beagles beat the Falcons 32-6, and it was a domination if you didn't see the game. Matty Ice was running for his life. He had no time at all. But getting back to the Bucs with Brady and leading the game-winning drive, 124, suck up, nails the field goal, Buccaneers go away victorious 1-0, and the Falcons got to come here too. What the Joes used to call the Den of Depression, no more. No more Den of Depression. Raymond James Stadium is home of the Super Bowl champions, although they took down, I don't know if you follow me on social media, at Real Rock Riley, Twitter and Instagram, or Facebook Rock Riley. I did a little video. I was over there and I noticed this week. They took down the Super Bowl champions banner right on the corner of Tampa Bay Boulevard and Dale Mabry. And they took that down. And now it's Brady Gronk. You go around the corner, Levante David. I didn't go all the way around. I'm sure Mike Evans is also there. They do not want to remember that Super Bowl. You can't. That is in the past. And I know they've been talking about this. I agree with one of the Joes. two podcasts ago on the Ira Kaufman podcast, Steve, from Joe Bucks fan, had a, I almost drove off the road. I agreed so much. I thought this game, this opening game, again, the winning against the Dallas Cowboys was the perfect scenario. It was a wake-up call. It was like, yeah, you're great. You brought back 22 starters. You got the gold. Yeah, you had a defense that came and stopped the Chiefs. You got to bring it. What did Simeon Rice tell me? You got to want it even more if you want to get back to the Super Bowl. You have to have that drive. Now, you can talk it, but I think that they just, a little bit of them thought that, you know, we're here. We're 68,000 strong. We're in front of our home fans. We're the Super Bowl champs. We can just come out here. Dak Prescott hasn't played in 11 months. Zeke Elliott didn't take a snap in the preseason. They hadn't gotten hit. Their defense sucks. It was not the case. But when it came down to crunch time, Brady, 1:24 on the clock, there was never a doubt in their minds. Now, I had a chance to ask Big Donovan Smith, their left tackle, what was it like? What was it like in the huddle? And he kind of smiled, he laughed, and he's like, we prepare for it. And they do. Now, all the times during training camp that I was watching practice, once regular season, here's a little behind the scenes, once regular season hits, it's different. You, as a media member, you get to watch the first 30 minutes of practice. It's a little bit better than some teams because Arians doesn't believe in stretching as a team. Every team that I have seen, be it college, be it pro, they all come out as a team. They all line up. Usually the captains are in the front, and they do stretching. They do the stretches. They might call out some stuff. Coaches will walk up and down the lines. Every team does like that, not Arians. Arians goes, when we get out on that field and a practice is going to start at 10:30, your ass is mine at 10:30. You stretch on your own. You stretch on your own. I don't know if that's working. Maybe these hamstring. What's up with the hamstring injuries from the Tampa Bay Buccaneers? Remember a couple years ago they blamed it on the travel they had to do? Maybe that was it. I don't know. Isn't Jamel Dean, Carlton Davis? Anyway. Hamstring. So anyway, where was I? What I was talking about is, so I asked Donovan Smith, what was it like in the huddle? And he said, we prepare for this. And when I watched during camp, they do the 2-minute drill a lot. They also practice red zone more than most teams do. Goal line situations. So you got to prepare to be ready to come through. You know, if you're not prepared for a big speech, a big sales presentation, if you're not prepared, you're screwed. You're pants, you know? So when you're prepared, you got a good shot of coming through. They prepare, but you also have to have big chunks. It can't be a 5-yard gain here. It can't be just a little check down here. You got to have big chunks. And here's the part where I really love what Donovan Smith had to say. He goes, everybody had to do their part. That's true, because Brady can be on his game. Godwin on, Mike Evans on, blocking is on. But if one guy doesn't take care of his assignment, or does let Brady get sacked, or there is, everybody's got to come through as a team, and they did, and they got it done. That confidence from winning the Super Bowl, winning the 8 games in a row, you're going to get that. They got that. But you can't rely on that all the time. That's what Brady said. We can't be starting slow like that and relying on that. But they got it done. They got it done, and the Falcons were just the opposite way. Now, Arians said, He admitted they were caught off guard. He goes, we got to adjust a little bit better to these screen looks. Jamel Dean from the Buccaneers, he was toast. He was burnt toast. Now, we talked with Antoine Winfield Jr. this week, and he said that he was going over to Dean and telling him, keep your head up. Keep your head up. Forget about it. You're going to get burnt. Keep your head up. Whereas Ronald Jones was pouting. He could not get over his mistake. And that's the reason, that's what Arians said, that's the reason why. He was a little bit, he was verklempt. He couldn't get it out of his head. You got to flip the switch. Now, it's easier said than done, but they're pros. And that's why Playoff Lenny was in there. What happened with Gio Bernard? That's what I was wondering. Was it because he had that ankle going into this game? Arians said no. Arians had a funny quote. He's like, no, he's our third down back. He's our goal line back. No, it didn't have anything to do with the ankle. And he goes, we don't pay running backs to come in here and catch 100 passes. We got guys on the outside to catch 100 passes. I don't like my running backs doing that. Although when Ira Kaufman, the sage, on Friday on the Zoom did ask Bruce about, like, look, you got all these weapons. I know. What about the running game? And no, Arians said, no, we want to establish the running game. And you know what? Big Donovan Smith said the same thing. It is important. So what do I want to see in this game? I want to see the GOAT continue to be the GOAT. He was 379, four touchdowns versus the Cowboys. He had two tutties to his buddy Gronkowski. I don't care who gets it. Gronk, we talked with Brady this week. I got a little bit of behind the scenes on Brady, so I'll give you that. Just keep hanging in here. I got more on Brady. But somebody asked Brady about Gronkowski, and he always said the same thing. He's a great guy to be around and all this, and he's fun, and he works hard and all this jazz. But there's always, you can take something out of it. But he said he had a really good camp, so I knew he was going to do good in the game. Just like that, confidence. Gronkowski is in Florida weather shape. He was not in Florida's weather prepared for it when he first got here. We spoke with Gronk this week, and Gronk goes, it's a world of difference. Not only being in the Florida heat and humidity shape, but also just knowing the terminology. Gronk admitted that there were times last year in the beginning where he would put his hand in the dirt, the play was called, and he had this look on his face like, huh, what? I don't even know what the play is. And Dan Orlovsky, the former QB that works for ESPN, he had a video where he broke it down, kind of like a Baldy's breakdown, Baldy from NFL Network, where the play where Gronk was blocking, and then he blocks, and then he slides out, and that wasn't the design play, at least that's what they're saying. Orlovsky broke it down and zoomed in. It was great. Gronk is looking back and actually talking to Brady, and Brady, while he's on the line of scrimmage, they have done that play so many times in New England. As a matter of fact, Gronk said earlier this week, he's like, I don't want to talk about that much because I really like that play. You know, the more you talk about it and they bring it up and they put some footage of that out there, then the opponents, it's going to be drilled into their head. But they've got, 100 touchdown passes, I believe. They've got that chemistry. And here's the thing, too. The thing about the Mike Evans and what happened to Mike Evans and this and that. Brady hits the open man. Evans is double covered. Evans is going to have his day, even when he is double covered. I think it was Leftwich this week. Byron Leftwich, the OC, said he's almost always double covered. You know, he never gets single. So, and he is unselfish, Mike Evans. He really is. I'm telling you what, man. Most wide receivers in my career that I have covered are divas. Most get pissed off when they don't get the ball. They know their numbers, the majority of them. They're high maintenance. Evans is not. It's about another ring. It's about the wins. So his day is going to come. He's another one. What you do in practice a lot of times carries over into games. And I watched Evans this camp. So many plays. He burnt his receiver. He put moves on. He made great catches. He said he is taking better care of his body with the food and watching what Brady does. Oh, and it was a funny. I think I picked this up off of Joe Bucks fan yesterday or the day before. It might have been yesterday, where they were monitoring everything that the Buccaneers do about the round table, and they were talking about food, and Brady doesn't like the buffets because the food's been out there for hours. And Evan said, you know, come to think of it, I've never seen Brady eat. I have never seen Brady eat. Because the food he eats is probably all back in his mansion on Davis Islands and he doesn't eat at the facility. He sure as hell carries around that hydro flask, that TB12 water bottle, though. He hydrates like crazy. So again, I got plenty more on Brady, but he's the A factor. He really is. But I don't want to make it all about Brady. This is Bucks Kickoff, presented by Bill Curry Ford. Bill Curry Ford, Tampa Bay's first family of Ford. All right, they've been in business 61 years. The showroom is located right up the road, 1 mile north of Ray J. It's right on Dale Mabry. Sean Sullivan is the GM, and he's a great man. I was in there. I was talking with some of his coworkers. They love working for him. He's fair. He's honest. He's a good dude. Sean is always ready to field any question you may have about buying, leasing, fixing a vehicle. The website is BillCurryFord.com. Head over now to BillCurryFord.com. Why don't you just give Sean a little email? Yeah, you could call him by phone. You could stop in the showroom and demand to speak to him personally. He'll come out. And don't forget, always mention that Joe Bucks fan discount, because Bill Curry Ford, they love Buccaneer fans. And it's also the home of the nationwide lifetime warranty on new and used vehicles. It is BillCurryFord.com. All right, what I like to do is I bring in my rock lister. That's my A-lister. And this is a good one. He is Buccaneers Ring of Honor, and Sage is going to get him into the Pro Football Hall of Fame. What about this Todd Bowles defense? You know Rondé knows defense. Could this Buccaneer team, could they beat Rondé's Super Bowl championship team with Sapp and Brooks and Lynch and Brad Johnson with his trick shots and things like that? Anyway, here we go. Here we go. Let's do it.
All right, the legend, Rondé Barber. The legend is here. Rondé, who better to ask about the Buccaneer defense? can they get even better, do you think, this season, Rondé?
I do. I mean, I think just having a year under their belt, second year under their belt, and winning a Super Bowl makes them even more likely to be a top five defense in the NFL in their third year under Todd. Todd's so innovative. I've kind of given up trying to figure out what he's doing on defense. I mean, the base structure of it, I know it's a 3-4, and I know exactly what that's supposed to look like. But then when you incorporate all the little things and the nuances that he puts into the blitz packages and the personnel, I mean, the one thing that's very different from the way I know defense and the way that these Bucks do defense is how they utilize their personnel. Every single player that's available and dressed on Sundays or game day is going to factor into their defense. Todd will have a package for them, and it's a specific thing. And it makes them almost impossible to prepare for. You just got too much stuff to look at. So I think that's a benefit and a strength of theirs. And, you know, I think that'll just evolve. And it doesn't hurt when you draft a guy at 32 and Joe Tryon, who could easily be a top 10 pick. I mean, that guy is dynamic, man. He's got so much versatility. I mean, I will not be surprised to see him on the field in a lot of different situations this year. So, yes, they're going to get better. Secondary's grown up a little bit in year four and five for some of these, or three and four for some of these guys. So expect them to, as a unit, just be much better than they even were last year.
Now, here's the fun debate, and you're in it because you're doing the games, you're around, you're here at Bucks Camp. Could your Super Bowl championship team, in your prime, could you beat this Buccaneer team, Rondé Barber?
Well, I like to have confidence in the way that Sapp and Simeon up front, Greg Spiers and Derek and Shelton and myself and John and Brian Kelly, Dwight Smith. I like to think that we could hold our own against any team. But when I don't know that I have played or have seen an offense with as many viable weapons as this offense. It's borderline ridiculous, really. You have five deep, or at least four deep at wide receiver, maybe five, depending on how you view, Scotty Miller. And then three tight ends that, Gronk, who's uncoverable because of his size. O.J. Howard, who we know is a great athlete but really hadn't shown it, but can be that guy. And then Cam Brate, who all he does is score touchdowns. I mean, they throw in two tough running backs and now a third down back in Giovanni Bernard. And, I mean, Well, yeah, that guy. That goes without saying. They shouldn't be stoppable. So here's the thing, and Bruce says it all the time. This team is only only gonna lose and not be their best when they beat themselves. If they can't beat themselves, I don't think we could have stopped them. I don't think anybody could stop them.
Listen, man, you're doing a great job, as always, in the media. Everything you do, it's always a pleasure to see you, Rhonda.
Yeah, you too, Ron.
All right, there he is, Ron DeBarber. Wasn't that interesting? Very, very interesting. You know what? Also, Derek Brooks. Let me see if I can pull up my guy here. Double nickel. Now, I know he does the Tampa 2 with Ira Kaufman. And, yeah, I got it right here. Okay, we're going to try this. Normally, I don't go back-to-back with this. This is on my other podcast. It's a little clip, the Rock Stops Here podcast. So I interviewed Derek, and I do ask him at the end the same question. He has a funny answer. He is, could they, that Super Bowl team, beat this Bucks team? But what it means, honestly, with full stadiums, like the Buccaneers playing in front of a full stadium, what it's like as a player, and why was it so hard for that Buccaneers Super Bowl team to try to get back to the show? They did not make the playoffs. You know, with the Sapp and the Lynch and those guys, you got three Hall of Famers right now, four on the way, and they didn't even make it back. They had mostly everybody back, and Derek hits on this, all right?
How much you played, how much, honestly, how much does the fans mean? Now, I know a lot of former greats tell me when they're in that game, you're locked in. But being able to play in front of packed stadiums this year, Derek, compared to trying to, you know, get it up, how much does that mean, man?
Well, it means a lot. And me being a defensive player, the fans definitely was our advantage when we played, not just from the fan standpoint. I just remember when we were playing, you know, we get our cheerleaders to do cheers for the defense. So we were all into it in creating that advantage for us defensively, because we knew how much of a problem that posed for the opposing offenses in terms of their communications. And for, you know, probably 11 of my 14 years here, that advantage went to the Bucks in playing in front of a packed house, bringing home wins, sometimes games that we probably shouldn't have won. But again, depending on the energy of the crowd, they was able to pull us through, and the ball kind of bounced our way and creating our own momentum. And yes, the fans are part of that. I truly believe that.
What do you think, besides to win a championship, to win it all, to stand on the top with the Lombardi Trophy? Yeah, you got to have great players. You got to have good coaches. Is there one other thing that maybe fans might not be aware of, what it takes to win it all, Derek?
Yeah, Rock, you got to have, you know, a little bit of lady luck, momentum, you know, ball bounce your way. You have to have a few things that, you know, just happen to go your way because you're a good football team. And yes, you do create that yourself, but I firmly believe that, man, some things do have to go your way in order to win that you never figured out. And I do think it's a time where role players throughout the season become a big part of certain elements of your team to help you win. Those things have to happen. And, you know, looking back at our 2020 Bucks, certain things happen that way with them, whether it was the addition of Antonio Brown, you know, during the season, whether it was the way that they managed the COVID protocols, no major injuries, no major players missing time. So it was certain things that they had to figure out. I remember a point of during the season where offensively they had to figure out what was working best for them, you know, at a point where people were questioning, hey, how's the chemistry working here with Brady, Coach Leftwich, Coach Arians? And I just remember how Coach Arians handled things during that time was very critical. And our defense got hot at the end. Man, that secondary started to play a lot better, and Coach Bowles started to put a lot more trust into them. So that's what some of the things I feel our fans, when you look back and appreciate a championship team, those are the things that happen. But also one critical point, which I will say I learned this, you know, after we won the Super Bowl years later, this team has done a great job of turning the page thus far. Well, I'm not sure in 2003 we did that soon enough. I think once we figured out and we turned the page, it was kind of a little bit late, and we had to depend on other teams to lose, and we ended up missing the playoffs, you know, by one game. So I think this team has really learned from that, and hopefully we'll get a chance to see that here in 2021.
My last one, Derek. Everybody always asks me, I know when you guys went to the Hall of Fame with John Lynch, I know it was a topic of conversation. Could you guys beat this Buccaneers Super Bowl championship team, Derek Brooks?
Of course. What I mean, what other answer you expect from me?
And there you go. Now, there was plenty more with Derek Brooks. And one other thing. Isn't that funny, though? He goes, what, are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? Why are you asking me that? But a couple of things there. Oh, he also was saying later, all the coaches are back for this Buccaneers team. That's another big factor. When not only do you have the same system that everybody was familiar with, all the same coaches are there. And that's another factor that nobody brings up. So my point is, it's all right there, right? It's all right there. But thank you, Derek Brooks. And wasn't it funny how, looking back on it, when they won it, 2003, they just thought that they could win it again. They started out the new stadium in Philadelphia. Do you remember that? The Link. And it was Donovan McNabb, and the Buccaneers won. And I remember at that time saying, I was at Bay News 9. I was making good money. I was like, I'll bet my paycheck, man, that they'll be back in the Super Bowl. No, they'll be back in the playoffs. They did not make the playoffs. And this team has done a better job. That's why I noticed the other day when I was over at Raymond James Stadium, and I noticed right on Dale Mabry, the corner of Dale Mabry and Tampa Bay Boulevard, there used to be a big banner, a big paint mural that said Super Bowl champs. They took that down this week. There's a picture of Brady and not Mike Evans, Godwin. And then you go around, there's David and then Evans on the other side. But they took that down. Like, and they all keep saying that. That's why I don't think the complacency thing is going to be an issue, but it was good for them to almost get knocked off against the Dallas Cowboys. That is the way I see it. All right, what do I want to see more in this game? The defense to step up, get back to playing with swagger. These are the same damn players. All your the same starters are the same guys that took care of the Chiefs and Mahomes. You shut them down. You did not do that against the Dallas Cowboys and Dak Prescott. And from watching from up high, he really did look comfortable. It's amazing. 11 months off, broken ankle, strained shoulder surgery, hadn't taken a hit, and he was just the only, I think the best player on defense was Vita Vea. It might not have shown up, but I was watching some film, and he was disruptive. He was, you know, putting Prescott off of his game, forcing to throw a little bit further. Sometimes you don't show up on the stat sheet, but they got to have more of that. And do that to Matty Ice. All right, we'll get to the Atlanta Falcons here in just a minute. Some of the things that I have seen, okay? Some of the things that I've seen behind the scenes being over there at practice. Number one. Oh, here's a great story, Brady. We were waiting for interviews, doing some interviews outside of the training facility. And I might have been Arians at the time. Arians, a couple players. Well, over on another field was Brady and the quarterbacks and Giovanni Bernard. And they had a defense. They had a defensive guy. I don't know if it was I can't remember if it was actual player or it might have been one of the assistants covering him. And I just happened to look over, and everybody is focusing on, like, Coach Arians and, you know, the interview area, and I'm back behind the photographer, the rows of photographers. And I looked over, and I am not kidding you. Now, look, we've all seen the beautiful balls that Brady throws. This was a bomb to Giovanni Bernard. Great coverage. And I saw this all the way from a distance. It with flawless motion, effortless. Brady just throws the most beautiful spiral. It hits Giovanni Bernard in stride on his like fingertips, just over the defender. It was just, I was just like blown away. I'm like, you know, they did that thing on Buccaneers.com, the Gronky and Tommy, where they're kind of having fun and sitting around as if they're at the little beach, the little wading pool and that and that. And Brady was good. He's a good sense of humor. And he's like, you know what, man? The question is, will Tom Brady play till he's 50 years old? Well, I don't see why not. I don't see why not. But, you know, this is Bucks kickoff. We're getting ready for the Atlanta Falcons game. Father Time has not hit him yet, but he just looks so damn good. He still does. And there's some experts that are saying that his arm looks even better than when he was younger. All right, other things that I have seen. Cameron Brate. Now, Cam Brate is the emergency quarterback. Cam Brate, I've seen this several times now, where he's over, the quarterbacks are having their drills. They have these big balls that they throw, and they got to dodge them. They'll have them like step, 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 jump, like hop, 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 hop. And then Clyde Christensen yells, ball! And then they throw, okay? Cameron Brate's not bad. He's not bad for a tight end, but there's a drop-off. He is not an NFL quarterback, and it's pretty obvious. So hopefully he won't go down. The GOAT won't go down in a game, and Gabbert won't go down in a game, and then they would have to use Cameron Brate. Somebody, I posted that video on my Real Rock Riley Twitter or Instagram, and somebody said, what happened to Kyle Trask? Kyle Trask is in the best situation of any player in the NFL right now. He made the team. He is big and strong. He's got a strong arm. Because when I watch them warm up, Brady always comes out last. With the helmet off, he comes out. He's got other duties in there. He comes out. This is when they're just getting ready to warm up. When Kyle Trask is always the first one out. Always. Period. Player. Boom. Trask. Does stretching. He throws. When he's warming up, it must be good to be like 22 years old. He throws hard. You know, remember when you were 22, you could get off the couch and run a 40-yard dash and not pull a hamstring? It's beautiful to be young like that and healthy. Whereas Brady throws it a little bit slower, warming up. Gabbert, and then they're ready. But there was even a day where he threw a pass to one of the assistants and it went high and far. I was like, he's got so much strength. But it's a perfect situation for him. He is learning under Brady, Clyde Christensen, Tom Moore, with this organization, one of the best in the NFL right now. He doesn't have to play. Ryan Griffin is okay. But when you watch drills, like Trask has a stronger arm. He's bigger and stronger. So it's perfect. If he doesn't have to play this year, what a great situation from him. And when I notice when they do their reps, it's always the GOAT, and then Gabbert, and then Ryan Griffin, and then Trask. And I was like, wait a minute, is Ryan Griffin the one on the practice squad? Is Trask the one that made it? Well, he's the rookie, blah, blah, blah. They just do that. So for Ryan Griffin, it's like same old, same old. He's used to being here, and I'm watching these four quarterbacks, and that's the deal with Cameron Brate. He is your emergency quarterback. Leonard Fournette. Fournette cracks me up. Now, last week I told you about Leonard Fournette, and I put the video on where he was punting. And he always comes out with his shoulder pads. He doesn't have his jersey on. He's got the LSU-colored shoulder pads. And he's always doing something, like he's challenging a race. He's a lot of times he's stretching near Gronk. He challenges Gronk to a race. Well, this week Mike Evans said, "I'll get in this." So Mike Evans gets down, and all three of them, Gronk, Mike Evans in the middle, and playoff Lenny. And a coach says, "On your mark, you know, get set, go," and they take off. And it's funny because I saw the next day Gronk posted on his Instagram that still picture that I was watching, and he said that Fournette was third, laughing. And I think it might have been a funny emoji or something like that. But here's another thing that I saw behind the scenes. Fournette was walking. He's always kind of by himself. He's always yelling out. He's always, you know, he's a character. He is a character. He's one of those guys. And there was he was going by a football. He bends down, picks up the football, helmet in the other hand, and throws a 50 to 60 yard perfect spiral, and then keeps walking. I saw it, and it reminded me years ago when we were at Disney's Wide World of Sports. Remember when the Buccaneers used to train there? And I remember being, we had to kneel down. The crowd was behind you. You didn't want to, you know, when you're in the media, you know, their view. And Sapp, his group was not out on the field. They were on the sideline. And he was talking. He's, oh, you can always hear him. I don't know how he had the energy in the heat. And I'll never forget it. I'm watching him. While he's talking. He bends down. They needed a football on the other side. He takes a football. He throws it clear across. Perfect spiral. That had to be 60 yards. And he keeps on talking. And I'm like, these guys are such good athletes. Like Mike Evans was a basketball star. He loves it. But it was a little something that I saw with Playoff Lenny. Now, another thing that I saw this week. So we get in inside the facility, and I hear this golf cart come flying. Like, you can hear it. Like, I didn't know a golf cart can come that fast. It's Ndamukong Suh. I don't know what, if he was coming from the indoor facility. I didn't know if he was far. I don't know. He came flying by us. I'm like, damn, he's got a lead foot. And just, boom. And I'm like, I don't think that's Bruce Arians' golf cart. I can't imagine him taking the head coach's golf cart. Would you? But it was just funny to see. Arians is always on his golf cart. The other thing, too, is Arians has lost some weight since the White House ceremony, since they, he has lost weight. He looks good. He looks good. I guess when you're out in 100-degree weather, that will do it. You know what I mean? All the time, even if you're on the golf cart. Gronk is in great shape. And he spoke this week, and he was just talking about not only being in, you know, that's been a given. Like when he first got here, you think you're in shape, but until you're in this Florida heat and humidity, you ain't in shape. That's why Arian said at the beginning of this year, like, hey, you know what the weather's like here. If you don't train down here before camp starts, that's on you. So, but Gronk was saying that there were times last year in the beginning of the year when he would get down, put his hand in the dirt, and the play was called, and he would like, he'd make this motion with his face like, I don't even know what that is. I don't even know where to go. Seriously, it's amazing he had the season that he had. And when we talked to Brady this week, somebody asked him about Gronk. You had your 100 career touchdowns with your buddy Gronk, and he gave his, you know, standard answer. Oh, he's a fun-loving guy. I love being around him. He also works hard, and blah, blah, blah. But here's another telling sentence that the GOAT mentioned. He said he had a really good camp, so I knew he was going to do good in the game. How about that? Like, what you do in practice, that is what's going to carry over when the real game action starts. And so, Gronk, it's great. That was great, though, that video that Dan Orlovsky put. Did you see that, where Gronk is looking back? That play where he had that touchdown, where he waits, he blocks, and then all of a sudden he slides out? He was actually looking back when he was down on in his stance talking to Brady. Brady was talking to him. Because Gronk says, I don't want to talk about that play. He was asked about it to me. He said, I don't want to talk about that because I like that play. I don't want to draw attention to that. And they just have that chemistry. Oh, another thing. I noticed ESPN's Jenna Lane asked Gronk something about a play years ago with another player, and Gronk was like, no disrespect. She goes, no, but we've been, and I know how that works when you're at a station and they'll ask you, hey, we're working on a feature. When you get a chance, media available, can you ask so-and-so this question? And Gronk was like, no, I no disrespect. He was being polite. He goes, no disrespect. I'm all about this game. Like, he comes off as like the fun-loving frat dude, but he is one hell of a worker, and everybody really, really respects him. What else am I seeing? Bruce Arians, Wednesday, he was asked about that Dallas game. You know what he said? He goes, it doesn't mean shit. On to this next game. Sorry. Doesn't mean anything. Now, the Joes picked up. He was on, it might have been Sirius NFL radio, where he admitted, I don't know specifically where he was doing the interview, but he admitted that it threw them off guard a little bit with Dallas throwing 58 times. He thought they were going to try to pound the rock and go with Dak Prescott a little bit more. So they were caught off guard. The season is not going to go just like everything is on paper. That's why this was a wake-up call. I thought it was good. Arians also said on Wednesday he thinks that the Falcons are going to come out with the bootleg, get Matty Ice out of that pocket. He thinks Matty Ice still can throw deep. He had said that. They didn't really try it in the first game. Oh, we also talked with special teamer, the punter. He was special teams player of the week, Bradley Pinion. He's a nice guy, and he's a hell of a punter. Hell of a punter. And he admitted, he goes, we sucked last year, special teams. We've made a concerted effort to get better on special teams, and it takes everybody. He goes, I really wish my long snapper would have gotten it. How about that? The long snapper, Zach, torn tendon in his finger and didn't say anything and still gutted it out and snapped. But you got a new snapper. He just came in this week. So when we were talking with Pinion on Wednesday, he was like, we're already getting the chemistry going. We got to get that chemistry going. So I don't think it'll be a factor, but it is something to keep an eye on. And Pinion said that his goal is all pro. That's his goal. It means more than being a pro bowler. And so we will get better. We will get better. That was Bradley Pinion this week. All right, what about the Atlanta Falcons? All right, the Atlanta Falcons, they were bad. They were stinking bad. I watched that whole game, and Matty Ice had no time. He had absolutely no time. They lost 32-6, and it wasn't even that close. All right? Ryan was sacked 3 times. He was pressured a lot. That offensive line was bad. The Falcons' defense was terrible as well. They gave up 434 yards to the Eagles. Now, they've somebody to watch out for in this game with the Dirty Birds, their first-round pick, tight end Kyle Pitts. Kyle Pitts can be dangerous. 6'6". Arians even said there's no corners that can cover, like, can cover a 6'6 guy like with his stuff. So you got to watch out for him. He was pulled on the first drive. Arthur Smith, their head coach, said he was winded. He said when he was in Tennessee, this happens all the time. Now, I don't know if I'm buying it. I'm just the messenger. Arthur Smith is the head coach of the Atlanta Falcons. So this week he was asked, like, Kyle Pitts, you went overall number one first round pick with this tight end, and you're in your first drive. The first two drives, by the way, the Falcons did move the ball pretty good. And he goes, what happened? What happened with Smith? He's like, listen, man, this happens. When I was at Tennessee, we schemed for A.J. Brown. Brown would sometimes get winded. Boom, he comes in. Next play, boom, you're in, and you got to come through. Next man up. He goes, this has happened a million times. So Pitts, on the next goal line series, he was called for an illegal formation penalty. It was just not the Atlanta Falcons' day. Can we just agree with that? It was bad. It was bad. So that's why I want to see this Buccaneer defense get your swagger back. Let's go. Oh, there was some concern about Jason Pierre-Paul because he was listed on the injury front with, I think it was his hand, right? Yeah, it was his hand. And Arian said, there's nothing wrong. There's absolutely nothing wrong. Don't worry. He's going to be fine. So that's good to see. Vita Vea was a monster. He really was. He might not have shown up on the stat sheet, but he was all over the place. So they're going to try to run it, pound it. That's what Arians thinks. And Matty Ice, they're going to have him bootlegging a lot. Let's see what the Buccaneer defense can do. Now, Arthur Smith was asked this week about how do you stop the GOAT, Tom Brady? And I was laughing.
He's going to say he's probably the best or one of the best I've ever seen with situational football. You make mistakes, he's going to expose you. You make errors, substitution, he's going to expose you. And that's why, to me, one of the many reasons that makes Tom Brady who he is. He plays the situations just as good or better than anybody I've seen. So we know it's a challenge, and there's a reason why they won the Super Bowl. Yeah, well, certainly not many people have slowed him down. It's a football game. It's a challenge every week. You know, you go into a Philadelphia game and it's everybody you play. You know, we didn't do anything to affect Jalen Hurts, and you saw what happened. So that's life every week. Certain players are good players. That's what you game plan for. It's what you the matchups, the stuff you look forward to. That's kind of a hard question to answer because you're sitting there. One, I'm not going to sit here saying, hey, here's our scheme this week. And two, it's kind of a loaded question because if you sat here, I'm not going to fall for the trap. There'd be the guys. There's a graveyard of guys who've popped off about with arrogance about Tom Brady. Nobody's done it better than him. And we got all the respect in the world. And there's a reason he's won 7 Super Bowls. Like I alluded to earlier, if you make mistakes, he's going to make you pay.
It almost sounds like does he sound that confident to you? Or is he just measuring his words? Like he said, if you say something, it's going to blow up because he is the... It just sounds like they're in disarray. It sounds like it to me. Does it not sound like that to you? So, it's a 12.5-point spread. Like I said, I've covered the NFL for a long, long time. And you, honestly, just when you think, you know, and you're shocked... when you'll see a score or something, if you hadn't been watching, or maybe the red zone or something like that. How about the red zone? If you're a gambler, I know you're into the red zone. Scott Hansen used to work here in Tampa Bay. I know him. Good guy. He's a very religious guy. Nice guy. Nice guy. Nice guy. Nice guy. He does the red zone. He starts training himself, his bladder, because he does not take a bathroom break for like 8 hours. And you know, I don't know how old you are listening, but as you get older, you got to go more frequently. And, you know, he's getting up there. And I saw him at a Super Bowl a couple of years ago. And I'm like, do you really, really start training yourself in the summer, like holding it? So he's like, yeah, I got to. But he's good. He's good at what he does, and he was a good dude. So that's my little Scott Hansen. All right, what else do we? Let me tell you one more time about our great sponsor here, and I'm just honored to be here on Joe Bucks Fan, bringing you Bucks Kickoff. This will be before every Buccaneer game, 24 hours before the kickoff. I like to be in the field, see for myself, so I can bring you a little more than just what you get on the internet. That's my thing. So it means everything for me to be there and then talking to you guys. But it is Bill Curry Ford, Sean Sullivan. They're located just right up the street, Dale Mabry, from Raymond James Stadium. The Curry family has been in business for 61 years. There is a Joe Bucks Fan discount because they love Buccaneer fans. Sean Sullivan, say, I need to see Sean Sullivan. Sean Sullivan will come out. He will assign you to somebody. Then he will come back in. If you just want to talk to Sean and you got a question, maybe you're looking to buy for a family member. Maybe it's down the road. You want a lease. You want new. You want used. You need your car serviced. Just ask for Sean Sullivan. You go to BillCurryFord.com. You can shoot him an email. You can call him by phone or just show up into the showroom. Again, BillCurryFord.com, and it's Sean Sullivan. And he's a busy man, but he will love to talk Buccaneer football and football with you. All right, a couple of things. Brady, you know what? I might save this for my other one. Oh, Oh, real quickly, I do want to go around the NFL. Brady was he's really good in for being as you know as popular as he is. Everybody wants a piece of Brady for a few minutes. He said last year like they sucked. It sucked for him after the first game. That feeling in the Superdome that they have come a long way. They felt comfortable. He felt comfortable, confident. He felt confident when it came down to that 2-minute drill. It was actually a minute 24 because they practice it. But he says we've got to keep improving it. Now, when we spoke with him on Thursday. It was Thursday. He was kind of keeping everything to the vest. Like, he is focused, man. He is focused. I don't have to tell you anything that you don't know. I can go on, and I don't want to start with all that. Let's go around the NFL a little bit. Now, I know that there is a ton of interest with Jameis Winston and the New Orleans Saints, and the Buccos are going to play the Saints two times. That's going to be a real interesting matchup. I give it up to Jameis Winston. When he does good, I will congratulate him. And he not only played a great game, he made great decisions. 5 touchdowns, 0 picks. They crushed the Green Bay Packers. Now, I've had some fans. You thought it was done. Yeah, I thought his time was done here. It was 5 years, okay? 5 years, the 30 interceptions, the 30 picks, in that final season was the last straw for me. It was you go, and I wish Jameis well. He's not a bad guy. Teammates like him. They do. They do. I know the places where he works out. I know the places where he's trained. And they like him. He's not a bad guy, and he's a good worker, but he just, I was not a believer after 5 years that he would be able to cut down in the interceptions. Now, he was really good in this opening game. And Terry Bradshaw, who I have a ton of respect for, on the Fox postgame show, when they watched the interview that they played for the guys on the set, with Jimmy Johnson was there and Howie, and Bradshaw's like, he looks like a different person. Like, his whole mindset is different. Look, he's a hell of an athlete. He was a pitcher at Florida State. He's strong. He's got the strong, big arm. He's strong. He learned under Breeze. He was no longer the guy. He didn't have any of that pressure. Clean slate. You're still in the South. You're a Southern guy. You love it. Okay. Sean Payton is a hell of an offensive coach. That's a pretty damn good team. That defense is pretty good. Saints are good. So it was one game, though. Oh, no, they should have kept it. They won the Super Bowl with Brady. You want to change that? Brady has changed the organization. So, look, Lovie Smith, Dirk Cutter, Bruce Arians, they all tried to get him to stop turning it over. And I think sitting behind Drew Brees, it was a great situation. So, it was the one game. Aaron Rodgers. Now, Aaron Rodgers went on Pat McAfee's podcast, his show, and he's like, look, we got 17 games. We got 16 more. Yeah, we got our asses kicked. It was a bad game. I think Aaron Rodgers is more of a competitor. He's coming off this like, it's zen, and it's like, it's not that big of a deal, and he's Mr. Mellow, and a lot of people thought he should be more pissed off when he was on this show. He has a relationship with McAfee. I think Aaron Rodgers is more of a competitor than he's showed. He did look like he was disinterested. I know. And you know what? He brought a lot of this on his own. I'm going to be in Hawaii. I don't need to go to camp. I'm pissed off. I want to, whatever side you're on, they should at least, talk. He saw what happened with Brady. That's what happened with these guys, these veteran quarterbacks. Look at what Brady wanted Gronk. They gave him Gronk. Brady wanted AB. They gave him AB. Brady wanted to tweak the offense a little bit. They did that. They all want to see. It all doesn't always work like that perfectly on paper. So he brought this on himself. But you know what? Green Bay does have 16 more games to go. And he is, Aaron Rodgers is very, very talented. So I would expect, I'd be surprised if he didn't have a decent game this weekend. That's going to be, believe it or not, that is going to be. As we go around the NFL now, a Bucks kickoff real quickly right here. Packers, Aaron Rodgers hosting the Detroit Lions. That game is going to be in Green Bay. So now Devontae Adams mentioned, he said that, you know, on teams that he's been on, after an ass kicking like that, usually when you get on the bus from the stadium, it takes these guys right to the airport. They go on the tarmac. They never have to go inside to the terminal or anything like that. He goes, 9 times out of 10, guys are just on their headphones and they're zoned out. And he goes, we flushed this one. Guys were not. They were in a decent mood. You're in a decent mood. Does that mean you didn't care? No, he claims that they flushed it. They flushed it. It was boom, history. They're ready to go. We'll see. That's the Monday night game. Buccaneers' next matchup after this one against the Dirty Birds, the L.A. Rams in L.A. L.A. is at the Indianapolis Colts. So they're playing, depending on what time you're listening to this, this takes you right up until kickoff. This game's already going on. Then game number four is the New England Patriots, and the Patriots are taking on the New York Jets. Mac Jones, I think he's going to be somebody. I do. There's a video that I saw this week where he's at the line of scrimmage. He's barking out signals. He's under center. He's not in the gun. He winks at the defensive player. It looked like it was a linebacker. I don't know. I don't know if it was a corner or a linebacker. He actually winks at him. Like, I'm coming right at you, man. That's your first NFL regular season game? Brady even mentioned about how many young quarterbacks are now playing either first year or second-year guys. That's a lot of young guys. Guys are coming out right now, and boom. I think it starts from the 7-on-7, the flag football in high school, the year-round training that they get, these colleges. It's just amazing. All right, you know what? I think that's what we're going to do. It's the fourth quarter here. Oh, one more thing. Do you know who? I'll leave you with this. So you got Matty Ice. If the Buccaneers knock Matty Ice out of this game, do you know who is going to come in? Josh Rosen. Seriously. Josh Rosen is the number two QB. Now, I ain't wishing hurt on anybody, but how ironic would that be? All right. BillCurryFord.com. BillCurryFordTampa. On Dale Mabry, Sean Sullivan, Joe Bucks Fan Discount, Nationwide Warranty, Lifetime Warranty on new and used. Go see Bill Curry Ford. I'm Rock Riley, and I will talk to you next week, 24 hours before kickoff. This is Bucks Kickoff. Enjoy the game.